Gucci and Goober, Anaheim Knights. Today's January 14, 2011. It's 9:32 at night. Hanging out again in the Batcave. Just put another one into the box here. Another little podcast. And we're open for loan modifications. Just to let you know.
Dude, when are we going to get our own fucking sign?
I don't know, man. I don't know how much that shit cost my dad. Probably like a couple $100. Gucci and Goober. And like, you can see this from the street. So, you know, people will know, like...
What, you want to pick a big-ass sign all the time? It says, we are on air. like, what are they talking about? Yeah, on air for what? Like, and then we'll have another little light, and we can click it on, and it says, shut up, bitch.
Like, that's funny.
Okay, first of all, I want to clear up the fact about my fucking mom hating on us. My mom is not hating on us, because I talked to her about it today. She's just indifferent.
She's indifferent?
She just doesn't get it. So, of course, if she doesn't get it, she has no opinion on it. But I was like, talking about it, like, with her, and, like, I was like, you don't support me, you don't fucking get it, you don't understand how much it means. No, but,
okay.
And I was like, maybe just a little, but, but I was like, you don't get it, and then I was like, I'm just gonna slip my wrist, oh, take me, cruel world. And she's like, dude, I just don't fucking care, I'm just indifferent to it. Just like how I'm indifferent to your little piece of shit patch that you put on your jacket.
What? Are you serious? You don't like it?
I just don't care.
It's badass, man.
You came up to me all happy, like, check it out, dude. Check this shit out. And then I was like, Depeche Mode.
I did it myself, too. And it's cool because it's on a jacket and it used to be plain and now it's got badass patch. Why can't you just fucking be happy that I'm happy?
I am happy that you're happy, but I don't really see you happy. I just see you kind of like, eh.
You're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
We're going to put that on the record. Asshole Goober.
Fuck you. How about those times when you fucking... How about that time you threw my juice? Can I call you an asshole then? Like, how about that time? Who was an asshole there?
I'm sorry. I did throw your juice. I bought you another one.
All right. That's why... And I had to put it on my Facebook. There's a little thing that says, like, he actually bought me a juice. Like, I have it on there. Like, for real. It's like, he paid for the juice. Like, because for the longest time, I said, like, Gooch owes me a juice. And then I changed it to, like, he paid for the juice. So it's like...
My bad. I just... For whatever reason, that night... I forgot it was yours, and I just knew there was an object in my hand, and I just fucking chucked it at that guy that was passing by.
That shit was funny, though.
Yeah.
Dude, that was tripped out, though, because I was fucking too busy getting fucking molested in the middle of the fucking stop sign by those two chicks that came. One of them with the puppy, and she was like, puppy! Do you like my puppy? And like, you're petting it too hard. It's my puppy! Like, I was like, I don't think you're supposed to pet that dog so hard. And she was like... She was petting the shit out of it. I was like, damn. But that shit was fucking funny.
I remember that.
What about fucking M&M Donuts, dude? When we fucking passed by the day at my house.
There is no M&M Donuts. Well, I mean, there is, but we never got to try it. We were over there that night. You know, we didn't get to try it. We don't want to wait for 2 hours in line, so. Well, fuck that. Which is bullshit. I don't think it takes fucking 2 hours to make a fucking donut. It's like...
Dude, I didn't even know every time I would pass by there, because I fucking lived down the street, I would always see it, like, half fucking open, dude. I mean, it was always closed, and maybe, like, you'll see two people sitting outside on little plastic chairs. And then, like, we fucking, when you drove home that day, fucking, there was, like, a line down the fucking street.
Yeah, I was pissed, though, man.
Why, because you didn't get your fucking donut?
Yeah, fuck that, man.
You were in line waiting for dick, and you didn't get it.
Hell no, dude, I was talking to that Rosa chick.
I'm sorry, they never called you back. That chick that never called you back.
You know the two girls that I talked to that night? Fuck them, they didn't call me back. And, I didn't call me back.
Hey.
Oh, this is our homie in the background. We have audience members today.
There's one. Our first episode
with an audience.
We got one person in here.
We got one person. But that shit was.
There's a beer in the top shelf of the fridge. Go ahead and grab it. It's a Great White.
Because right. I thought you weren't gonna do plugs, bitch. But now you're plugging beer.
I'm not plugging up.
You're fucking plugging.
You know it's delicious. I don't care.
Oh yeah, it's good.
If they gave us free beer, dude, I'd plug him. I don't like to plug, but I'll fucking plug the hell out of this shit.
He's like, we'll fucking snap it off and we'll be like, we'll fucking chug it and be like, whenever you're hankering for that thirst, try some Great White.
Not that fridge. The fridge in the house. Idiot.
Fucking shit.
I know, huh?
But fucking tell them that story you were telling me.
Which one?
The one about that vegan chick.
Oh, the vegan chick. Oh, so I'm hanging out with this vegan chick, right? And then she's like, oh, I'm protesting over here by your house. So I'm all right, sure, I'll go meet up with you, blah, blah, blah. The protest is over, and I'm like, hey.
Hey, you fucking text me saying there's going to be a fucking garage full of fucking whores and shit, and I see fucking two half naked guys and a fucking bitch with curly hair. Sorry, Lorenzo.
That's how we get
screw
down.
Screw you, man. We invited you.
Hey! Three fucking, fucking California with their fucking overpriced gas, dude. $3 a fucking gallon. You guys got me over here for, like I said, two fucking ass-naked guys and a guy with curly hair.
We do have hoes. We're just running the train on Alex.
Oh. That's fucking gross, dude.
That's why you're here, right? And that's why you're fucking taking off your shirt.
Hey,
already.
You shut the fuck up. Who told you about this shit?
We're actually watching it, Don.
This is our friend Curtis. We have two audience members.
Oh,
sick.
That's fucking disgusting.
And we do.
That's why you're smiling. I don't want to put it in.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, maybe just a tip.
We do record half naked. I don't know why.
I don't know about you, dog. I don't fucking do that shit. I just only without my shirt because I like to be free. I don't like to wear my sporting bra when I'm relaxing at home.
What brand?
I'm Spalding.
This guy.
I usually have Nike, but they don't sponsor me anymore.
Oh man, this is damn cheating.
Nike.
Oh, I have a bottle opener.
Cool.
You got her. So the vegan chick. Yeah. So anyways, I'm like, hey, let's go hang out afterwards. She's like, oh, I left some stuff in my friend's car, So then I'm like, okay, I'll walk you to your car, get your stuff, and we'll take off. Assholes.
You talking about the vegan chick?
Yeah.
Who's that? Where you got stranded and...
No, I'm not talking about that. No.
Is that for a different story?
That's a difference. I don't want to read that up. It was a bad night. Well, I mean, it was good. Wait. It's both.
So the point is you weren't complaining.
No.
All right.
So anyways, I'm like, we go to the parking lot, and by that time, everybody's left, right? And there's only two cars. There's like a little Nissan, like a little 80s Nissan, and there's this big-ass white SUV, Suburban.
Says you a lot about white women right there.
Yeah, and it was like from the fucking 1990s, the square ones? And it wasn't even the short one where the back part, no, shit's fucking huge, just a tank, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I start walking up to the fucking little car. You're like, where are you going? I'm like, isn't that your car? I'm like, I just assumed, because obviously they're two vegan chicks, right? Animal rights and shit. And, And she's like, this is my car. And the chick, I'm like, are you serious? You're vegan and you're fighting for this? And you're driving a huge-ass gas-guzzling 1990s fucking Suburban. Like, are you bullshitting me? I'm like, does that not affect, the ozone and, the atmosphere and obviously, global warming and all that kind of good stuff? You gotta be bullshitting me, man. I was fucking laughing my ass off. I'm like, the vegan chick? And she's tiny, too. She's short and really...
She was tiny.
Yeah, these vegan chicks don't eat. So they're fucking hella skinny. I don't really get her rationale, but that's what she drives.
So why always gotta be talking shit?
Wash.
She ain't gonna fucking be listening to this shit.
Yeah.
She ain't gonna... Because we eat fucking meat, and we know you eat meat. But that's on a whole different episode. But,
Yeah, man, but that's a whole nother story.
Why are you trying to change the subject?
I'm just saying, it's a long story. You just kind of know the story, but it was...
We got about another fucking...
I got stranded.
21 minutes.
I got stranded out in L.A. County, man. It was
Oh, I heard about that shit.
I think everybody did.
It was a crazy night. I ended up...
But, you know, tell our fucking listeners what happened, because, you know...
If we have any.
Because we fucking, yeah.
Because, yeah,
we you know, you went MIA for, you know...
Yeah, he did.
I got your fucking sister texting me, and I was like, who the fuck is this?
I don't know you. I did, man. Everybody was calling me, and my phone was fucking dead, man. I couldn't answer that shit. Everybody was so worried. Everybody's texting each other, all that kind of stuff. Oh man, it was ridiculous. And everybody was all worried about me and calling me like, "Hey, have you seen Alex? He just didn't come home. Sometimes I don't come home.
He called me at 4 o'clock in the morning,
right before my phone died.
And I was like, Alex, fuck that. I'm not gonna pick him up. It's too early. I'm fucked up. I didn't even know what was happening, but I just didn't want to answer the phone.
What if that shit was an emergency?
It was an emergency. But he's like, Alex is stranded, and I'm like, fuck that shit, he can walk.
Yeah, he could have texted me. No, I just get a call from Alex at 4 o'clock. I'm like, it could wait, right?
Hey.
I don't know. A text could wait, but a phone call, how often do I call?
How often do people call you?
Nobody calls these things, so you know it's bad.
No, fuck that. I don't text. I Google Talk.
Oh, look at this guy. This badass.
No, fuck that. This is the same guy who he saw us fucking all drunked up, all fucking drunk last night, fucking rocking out, Black Sabbath. This is slick motherfucker, because he fucking, I saw him. He walked back to the bar, and he's like, I don't know those fuckers.
Last night we're at the bar, right? And then there's this, you know, band playing there. They start playing back Black Sabbath, and we're fucking all drunk. You know, and me and Curtis fucking started going, like, we were like, oh, hell yeah, we went up there, we're like, fuck yeah, and we started rocking out, like, banging our heads, we're like, fuck yeah, this asshole, Lorenzo, just leaves, and he goes, sits down, he's like, oh, I don't know this guy, they're just chilling over.
I'll tell you what happened, mm-hmm. These guys are fucking drunk, these guys are, like, drunk up their ass.
But isn't it always have to do with alcohol?
It always has to do with alcohol with these two
it's
guys.
It's called having a good time.
It's called liquid courage, man. That's what it's fucking called.
Apparently.
Yeah. But, okay, so these guys are acting like idiots.
Fist bumping in the background.
They're trying to start a mosh when there was nobody in the mosh. The only fucking person that was next to them was like a 45-year-old girl that was wearing
I'll
like
a... I'll punch that bitch in
at that time, she must have looked like a man, dog. So,
she did look like a man.
Like, you weren't a mosh! Like, you're not a mosh, you just socked my wife in the face.
I remember that moment.
Fuck it.
Fucking Alex, he fucking pushes me, and I was like, this bitch.
It was just me and him pushing each other back and forth.
There's a lot of, like, older gentlemen, like, around 50 years old.
Fuck that bitch. No, fuck them, because it was a fucking Thursday on fucking the old Irish shirt, fucking downtown, I don't know. That old guy didn't have to be there. Fuck that guy. He should have been at home fucking drinking his tea.
So what happened?
So I was like, you know what? These guys are probably gonna start some shit. They're pushing some girls. And I'm like, their guys are gonna probably like start something. So I'm over here. I look back.
We didn't push them. We push each other and inadvertently we hit them because we were being pushed.
Okay. So you push them.
So you push
them. No! If I push you and you run into something... You didn't push him.
Yeah, but we're still getting fucked the fuck up because we knocked into them.
Exactly.
All right.
So all right. I just sat back.
Nice!
I looked at everything, and I was like, if someone's going to start shit, I'm going to come from the back. Be like that third fucking wild
Break
card.
Break a bottle?
Yeah.
Wild card, bitches. I love some
of you. And then so they go down, fucking Lorenzo's out the door, starting the car. Later, bitches.
Nah, man. I was
Broom, broom.
I was checking you all out to see if y'all were okay, man.
Nah, I didn't want to start anything because I was an asshole the other day. We went out.
I'm a happy drunk. I don't know about this guy.
He's not a happy person.
General. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start shit with those Marine guys.
I don't think they're Marines. I think they're just fucking...
Starting shit.
No, that chick is white guys. How can they not be?
Could have been the Aryan brothers.
Nah, but if it would have been that, then he would have fit in. Did you see his complexion? He would have been like hermano.
And his hatred to against people.
Thank you.
Half Mexican.
That's why we keep you around, dude. Because when the cops come through, we need somebody to talk to the cops.
Yeah, but
when he gets drunk, he gets all fucked up and. Ready to fucking hate everybody?
Then he hates everyone.
It's a waste of white skin.
It's a waste of white.
It brings a tear to my fucking eye.
Because I'm not white.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude.
It brings a tear to
the curb.
That was racist. But fucking funny.
It's the truth. It's like, so, when shit goes down, you need a white person. This guy, fucking half breed undercover, fucking white Mexican,
yeah,
totally bail us out, but no.
I started fighting he'll with the cops. He'll be the first one to talk shit. Fuck the pigs! It smells like bacon!
It's like, oh, no, it's
fuck,
like,
dude. Just fucking start putting your hands behind your backs, dog. We're going to fucking jail tonight.
We're
bummed.
Yeah, we're bummed.
We're going to jail, dog.
No, fuck that. First of all, I'll be running. Really? Second of all, this guy's like fucking the other guys. Fucking, he's always fucking angry. It's like being partners with the fucking Hulk, seriously.
Partners with the Hulk.
No,
so what you're trying to tell me is that the Hulk came out of the pocket last night?
No, not last night.
Last week.
Last week.
With
the Marines.
Yeah.
Letting the
fucking Hulk out of the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I got 10 now. So anyway, with the chick, so we're like, let's go to a bar. And so the
still
bar.
Talking about this shit?
Yeah, you interrupted
could
me.
Because we never stick to a fucking subject.
Yeah. So we're fucking, I go to this
yeah,
go,
but
go
alcohol
bar,
makes us
right?
Merry, so why not fucking drink and make... Let these fucking people, if like one or two, or just us when we fucking
they,
listen to it after.
They end up closing early and
fuck
they
fuck you then,
out.
Interrupt me in the middle of my
I
shit.
Care. I don't care.
Fuck they, your life then.
So we're like, fuck, we still want to drink, right?
I hope
so
we get cancer.
We go to like the CVS and we get a bottle of tequila and I don't really drink that like hard stuff. I was drinking already a lot of beer.
You're a bitch.
And I'm like, okay. And so we go to a park and we park, right? And
he drinks wine coolers, just so you know.
Yes. Those are my favorite.
Strawberry.
Yes.
Bartles and James.
Awesome. And then, and you know, we get busy and shit. And by that time, the fucking sun's coming up and this fucking cop comes out of nowhere. And just, bam, comes. And, like, my white ass is, like, in the window. And so he said afterward that he, because he was talking to his other cop buddies, that he's like, oh, I just walked up and I was just like, oh, and I was like, you asshole. He's not making fun of me. And like, I'm right here. I'm still on the curb sitting down getting arrested, you know? Like, why gotta talk shit? So anyways.
Did he fucking need his sunglasses?
He's like...
Did it become daytime? Was it Alaska for a minute? Like,
no. So
like, for, no, come on. I want to talk about
it. He takes it out funny because I worked in Alaska.
That's nothing to do with anything. Has to do with his fucking glow-in-the-dark ass skin.
Asshole. So this guy... He tells me to get out, but at the same time, he's like, put on some clothes. He's like, get out and put on some clothes. And so I'm doing both, and then I get out, and he's like, I told you to get out. And I'm like, dude, you told me to do both. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, and then as I'm getting out, he's like, get your ID and her ID, and get out here. And I'm like, I get out, and I give him my ID, and he's like, I told you to get hers. I'm like, yeah, you told me to get out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's contradictory, you know? And then he asked me a lot of questions, and I answered them all honestly. No bullshit.
Yeah, I was trying to fuck her.
I was just
trying to get it in, officer. You know you've been in those situations where you want to put it in.
Later, he comes
the bitch
up.
Saying, fuck me, you just got to put it in.
We're
fuck
sitting,
it. Even
we're
if
sitting
we are
down.
In the fucking Toys R Us parking lot.
What a predator. Fuck.
No, we're sitting down on the curb, right? Obviously. And then, hold on. you know, old enough. And
that means not at all.
she's like,
that means she turned fucking 18 on midnight. You're like, come on, 1 minute to go.
Nah, I would Google that shit when I see you on Dateline.
No, we're on the same.
But to catch a predator.
No.
Exactly.
We were at a bar, so we have to be over 21. Okay.
Oh,
jerk.
Sorry.
Anyways,
fucking fake IDs.
The cop comes up to me. He's like, okay, stop bullshitting me and tell me. You know, this and this. And I'm like, when the fuck was I bullshitting? I've been telling you, I hate this cop. Anyways, the guy, he says, I'm not going to give you, you know, open container. He's like, I'm not going to do that, but I am going to give you a parking ticket because you parked on top of two handicapped spots. And I'm like, fuck, okay, fine. So then he's like, I'm going to lock your keys inside the car. He locked the keys inside the car, and he's like,
somebody needed a park there, dude?
No, it's a fucking park. It's like fucking
it's
3 o'clock in the morning.
It's a handicapped parking lot, man.
What happens if the handicapped want to practice for the Special Olympics?
I didn't notice.
You're fucking their shit all up.
You know what? I don't know. I didn't notice. But anyway.
Remember this old lady with a fucking busted...
And she comes at 6 o'clock in the morning. I will move my fucking
car. Hey, they get up early at 5 and start exercising and having
that's
breakfast.
Fucking,
they got to practice for the Special Olympics.
You know what happened?
Really?
He locked his fucking,
exactly.
He locked my keys in the fucking car. And he's like, if I see you, you know, within like the next 4 hours picking up this car, you're going to jail. And he's like, you better have somebody else come and pick it up. And that's, you know, and what do we do? We fucking end up walking to her home. And her home is like literally 5 miles down the fucking road. I mean, 5 miles is not that much, but you're walking at, you know, 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, and you're hungover as fuck.
I'll sit next to the fucking car and be like, fuck that.
I was like throwing up on the way there, man.
5 miles? How's it 5 miles? Hey, your pussy ain't that good. Like, I'm not fucking walking.
So I called this guy on the way there, and I was like, hey, you know what's funny? I text my dad. I text him. I'm like, hey, dad, my phone's going to die. Tell mom I'm cool, and I'll be home later. Does he relay the message? No. And that's why everybody's freaking out the whole fucking day and was like, have you seen Alex? Have you seen Alex? Where's Alex? Where's Alex? They were calling everybody and their moms up. They called this guy. Like, have you seen Alex? Everybody was worried on Facebook. They're like, they were starting a search party. You know, we got dogs and all this shit. Where's Alex?
And what was Lorenzo? Fuck that.
Yeah. At his house.
Alex in trouble? I can wait till the sun comes up.
No.
They waited like another 12 hours.
He waited until the night. I didn't get home until like...
Hey, are you okay? I heard you were lost.
I didn't get home until...
Do you still need a ride?
This guy didn't come in like pick me up till like 10 o'clock at night. And I was stuck there the whole fucking day, hungover as shit.
Dinner, man.
Yeah, and then this guy finally comes and we go pick up the truck. And I'm like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. Right.
My true feelings when I got that text message. I was like, fuck this nigga. This nigga blowed me for a fucking chick.
I blew you off.
Yeah, you did. We were supposed to go... to a fucking bar, if I can remember. I remember that time, at that time of day.
I don't remember that. That means he doesn't remember clearly, the story.
But I remember we had plans, and he blew me off. And I was like, I saw that nigga yesterday.
I was blowing off the pussy too.
Well, that's my story. Fucking asshole prick off and a fucking 200.
Call me back, I'm getting it in.
$250. Dude, I'm stranded in LA. Ticket and
I'm
shit.
Getting pussy, you can call back.
Fuck that ticket.
That shit was fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, but yeah, dude, everybody did fucking blow up my shit. They're like, what's this? And I was like, what the fuck? I don't even have a phone. How are you still getting in contact with me?
I didn't give a fuck. My phone died. I knew you were gonna be alright.
See, he's a trooper. He's got it. He's
and even if you weren't, it's cool.
Yeah.
That's why they have doctors in hospitals. You would have been honest. Oh, so you think we're going to fucking fit in a whole other thing to talk about? Or do you want to do that shit that I was telling you about?
We're going
to,
Yeah. One more thing in.
Put one more in?
Yeah.
Just one more in.
Put it in.
You sure it fits?
Hey! You don't talk to Alex like that. Okay?
He's my bitch.
Hey!
I don't give a fuck. Get your fucking hands off me. I don't want to get raped today. We're not in jail. Like, what the fuck? This fucking... I didn't drop the soap. Shit.
I wish you did.
I bet, dog.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, well, I watched fucking Wrist Cutters.
Wrist Cutters. Awesome movie. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Ah, it's hilarious. It's a dark comedy. And they're pretty much, you know, he commits suicide because his fucking girlfriend, and they're in limbo where everybody there is committed suicide, and nobody smiles. And it's like, limbo is like this world, but shittier. And everybody's sad. Everybody's fucking like...
Nobody fucking smiles through the whole movie. Except fucking Jake Busey's bitch ass does that dry ass laugh when they meet up in the convenience store after fucking... He has to go buy that other fool cottage cheese. Thank you for fixing my shirt. He got aggressive. Yeah, I thought it was Alex for a minute.
That shit was fucking hilarious. Oh, best part is where he did the guy that sings a gypsy punk. He doesn't want to go in the back seat, and he's like, "I can't sit in the back seat." They're like, "Why not?" He's like, "Cause I got a cock."
Yeah, cause they're arguing about. He's saying that people that ride in the back seat don't got a cock and shit.
Yeah,
and
that's why they're in the back seat.
And the guy, what is his name, Zaya? He's like. Well, I got a cock, man. I'm not going in the backseat.
Yeah.
And she tells the chick, "You got a cock?" She's like, "Yeah, I got a cock. A big fucking fat one." I was like, that shit was fucking hilarious.
You know what ends up happening? They have his whole backseat open, right? He goes in the middle of the two in the front seat. They're all like fucking squished in there.
Yeah, he's stuck in between. And he writes Cherry.
Oh,
so he doesn't ride in the fucking backseat.
He's hilarious in that movie, man. Like, what's the guy's name?
The band's called Gogol Bordello.
Oh.
Oh, the guy, his name is Eugene, dude.
Yeah.
And then the movie is Eugene.
Like, yeah, well, I don't know his fuck. I don't know the actor's name.
Nah, he just plays in a gypsy punk band.
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
Gypsy.
It's pretty cool, man.
I know about them. I don't like gypsies because of my fucking graveyard job. All they do is fucking come in there.
They steal shit.
I fucking hate gypsies, dude. No offense, but you bitches that fucking steal shit at my job, I can't fucking stand them. They're like a fucking clan. And then you got the fucking Persians when I work graveyard at fucking
Loblogs, I'm not going to say the real name because I fucking hate that company. But it's like, when I saw the Persians starting shit, and I just fucking saw 300. And I was like, fuck you guys, I just saw fucking 300 and I'm ready to fuck you up. That was honestly, like, when they were starting shit, dropping shit on the ground, I was ready to fucking put a spear in their fucking throat. Seriously.
He's not fucking racist. He just hates everybody. He really was passion.
I love his graveyard stories.
Hey, dude, I don't want to hit
you. We should do a whole podcast on graveyard stories.
Hey, dude. Not to fucking interrupt this shit, but why is there a fucking half-empty bottle of Gold Bond body lotion and a box of tissues right next to a computer with, like, this has three fucking monitors on it.
The back cave. Whatever happens here stays in your cave.
Yeah, well, fucking, the lotion didn't stay in the bottle, dude. Apparently, shit. Fucking, did you get that lonely and shit? Like,
no, I don't know where that's from, man.
Don't lie. You know it was you.
Don't know.
You know it was you.
Isn't that Gold Bond antifungal?
Yeah! Fuck that,
I
don't
know. Right in the crotch area.
Fuck that. That's fucked up,
I
dog.
Don't know.
You could have fucking told us, fool. We would have bought you the shampoo. Like, fuck. Like we're cool, though, dude. We would have bought you, you know. You don't got to be embarrassed that you got fucking scabies. It's cool.
I don't.
All right, so you have gonorrhea. Come on, dog.
It's sick, dude.
Alex, yes. We all got problems. Okay.
Some more than others. Some
more. Yes. Mine are anger. Mine are not anything.
So why are you putting cherry fucking flavored lip gloss?
Chapstick, asshole, and it's strawberry.
It's good.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You better
I didn't
right.
mean to offend you.
If you're going to make fun of me, make fun of me right.
Didn't we make fun of you for like a good 15 minutes already?
Classic chapstick.
Nobody asked you. Stay
fancy. Mint's good. Mint's good. But yeah.
And it's expired.
So it's still good for like a couple more months.
When the hell does... I didn't even know chapstick expired.
Jeez. It dries out? I don't know.
Gets fungus on it?
You shut the fuck up. I'm using that shit.
You see, he comes out with like fucking all kinds of shit all over. What the fuck happened? I don't want to fucking talk about it. You use that chapstick, huh? Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
No. Alright, so we're out of time. Next time we're going to talk about Wrist Cutters. This is an awesome ass movie.
Yeah, we'll get back to Wrist Cutters.
So, everybody watch Wrist Cutters and then you'll know what the fuck we're talking about.
You
want to
do a commentary about it? You want to do a commentary? A fucking like a special of the show. We could just do our own commentary. Watching the movie.
That's cool, but it's a long
time. We have all of us here, dude.
An hour and, it's like 2 hour movies.
No, it's not. It's like 90 minutes long.
I don't have time for this shit, honestly.
Oh, fuck it. Like, there's the door. You weren't obligated to be on the show.
Hey.
You were an audience member.
No. I was promised that there were going to be whores drinking soup out of a fucking shoe, like in sunny Philadelphia.
I'll take off my shoe and I'll give it to Alex. I don't give a fuck. You can run a train on him all you want. Shit.
He doesn't have double D's. He got eight cups right here.
He got mosquito bites. He got mosquito.
Oh, man. You know what? I wear a push-up.
Don't fuck with my movies, fool. Don't fuck with my shit.
Oh, man.
Are we going to fucking argue about plugs since we fucking always argue about plugs?
I don't care to plug. Just listen to our next shit if you want it.
All right. Fuck it. I'm not even going to mention it today. Because I don't want to fucking go into it.
Yeah.
And we're already at 30 minutes, so you guys have a good one.
I want to say thanks. Dude, we have audience members, and they also contributed. Because last podcast, we're like, if you want to join, or if you just want to be an audience member.
I didn't think people are going to take it so literal and just be like, yeah, I fucking jumped at the opportunity.
We were actually just going to come in and be like,
fuck that!
Audience
I was
members.
Told that there was going to be whores in here. No, don't make this
no
shit
horse.
Up.
Hey, we'll catch you guys later.
No horse. No horse.
Anybody want to say anything else? Besides horse. We got it. You're upset that there are no horse. Anybody else want to say anything else?
Furious. Like Alex when he gets drunk.
Fuck dog.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I had to come back and do another little section on this podcast because, as you can see, we did not give you the information where you guys can contact us at, and had to clear up the fact that these are not plugs because we're not plugging anything, we're not selling anything. I have no idea why we've been calling them plugs for so long, but I'm just coming back at you to let you know that these are not plugs, and this is where you guys can contact us at when you want to get to know us better and, give us shout outs, tell us, what you want to hear on the show, because we technically, you know, do this off the top of our heads. This is all improvised. So, you know, it'd be nice, you know, you guys, the listeners, you know, to hit us up with what you guys want to listen to or what you guys want us to cover on our topics. I'm just giving you these places where you can send us stuff at and, you know, get in contact with us if you want to get to know us better. Gooch's is facebook.com/GoochaMcD. That is facebook.com/GOOCHAMCD. You can contact me at facebook.com/IAMGoober. That is facebook.com/IAMGoober. IAMGOOBER. And if you're ever interested in seeing what we do behind the scenes, what we do after the show, because as soon as the microphones get turned off, we turn on the camera. Well, at least I do. And you can check that out at youtube.com/goobersvlogs. That's youtube.com/GOOBERSVLOGS. You guys can go and check out my videos, check out all my vlogging, all the things that I do behind the scenes, and you'll see me. You will also see Gooch, and you see how different in contrast we are for me being who I am and how it clicks well with his personality and how his clicks with mine and just how we get along in general. So you guys can find me there. Thank you. This was a crazy episode, crazy show with these audience members. Hopefully that you guys enjoy it and you guys come back for more. Subscribes, thumbs up, boosts us up in the ratings so we can give you more. And we just keep giving you more. So thank you. You guys have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good afternoon. You know, whenever you're listening to this, talk to you later.